Welcome to Find Me in a Book. This podcast is meant to be like you're talking to your best friend about romance books. I share my passion with those who love to read, those who don't have time to read, or those that don't like to read, but still want to know and be involved with book conversations. Thank you for being here. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We have the husband here.
Here I am.
It's been a little bit since you've been on here. When was the last one?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. That's how long it's been.
I think
been.
It was last year.
Well, yeah, I guess that would make sense because it's March. At the end of March, actually. Happy Easter. We didn't really do anything.
Happy Easter.
It rained on us
this year.
It did. And we're in Arizona, so it usually doesn't rain.
Lame.
It's been raining a lot since we moved here, though.
It's rained a lot more than usual than I remember what Arizona rain looked like.
You're welcome, Arizona. We brought the rain. All right. Well, I'm so excited that you're on this episode. I knew that I wanted you on this once.
Why?
I will tell you.
Okay.
I saw this book on a TikTok and I was like, okay, I need to do that book and have the husband on there. And it's a doozy. I am so excited for you to hear about it.
Is it as bad as Ice Planet Barbarians?
Yes. I think you might know, kind of. I think you'll get the gist of it once I tell you the name of the book.
Right.
Okay, are you ready for the name?
Yep, give me the name.
It's called Morning Glory Milking Farm.
What the fuck? What?
What?
I know. I stopped. I pulled the microphone away. That's what? This is a book. This isn't a porn.
It's not a porn. It's a book.
It's called Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Yes. And it's part of a series. Things will make
Oh, they made more than one out of it.
It'll make more sense when we start to get into it.
Oh, no, I'm not confused by the titles.
I know, but also it's supernatural. It's not just humans. So I wrote down all of the species.
Why wouldn't a morning glory be more?
I wrote down all the species that I found in this book.
Okay.
So it's like, it's a human slash monster romance. That's like the trope. Or
yeah, so ladies getting it on with tentacle monsters, that kind of thing.
So it's a high heat, slow burn. So it's part of the Cambric Creek series. Mm-hmm. And these are a couple of the species that are in this book. It's a multi-species. So there are trolls, minotaurs, harpies, centaurs, elves, vampires, lizardmen, goblins, tieflings, which I don't know what those are. There's mothmen, there's orc, there's deer women, deer men, there's naga. They're like all the species that you could think of.
Wait, what's
of.
A naga?
They're like a snake type. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, they have like the body of a snake, but like they're it's like a centaur, but
centaur,
snake.
But it's a snake.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So
okay,
there was more, I'm sure, but it's a multi species. It doesn't sound like they were discovered. It sounds like it's always been this way, that everything is multi species.
Everyone's like always been getting it on with everything.
Apparently. So, yes. So this book is centered around Violet. She's a human. And
of course she's a human.
Yes.
We have to relate to the reader in some way.
Right. So out of all those species, which one do you think that it is going to be the other one?
Oh,
they talk about
goodness.
A lot.
Of all of them? Oh, it's not the centaur, is it?
No.
Oh, thank goodness. You just...
But what's close to a centaur?
No. What? A minotaur?
Yes.
No! It's like... Okay, whatever.
But remember what we always say.
Don't yuck other people's yums.
Don't yuck other people's yums.
I get it.
And a lot of people really like this genre, the monster human trope.
Yeah, small, dainty, petite girl getting plowed by a big, beefy bull man.
That is very classy.
is that not what the book is?
Eventually, yes.
Spoiler alerts, I guess.
Yeah, all the spoilers.
Surprise.
But that's what's on the cover, is a woman and a minotaur. And then I think going on in the series, like the second book, I think she's like an elf and he's a mothman. And then it goes through different species.
So she just has a checklist of like different romances with
every race. Guess how many ratings, though, is on this book?
What do you mean ratings?
Like five stars star or something? Yeah, on Amazon.
Did it get 4.7 stars or something?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like high fours, but there's over 10,000 ratings. And they're all over four stars, pretty much. Well, like, this is a very high rating book with over 10,000 ratings. So once I saw that, too, I was like, okay, here we go. I have to read this. So knowing all that, and apparently, okay, before we get into this.
Oh, we're not already into it?
Well, not officially.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of a funny story. So in here, we learned that the Naga and the Lizardmen have two penises. And it was like her friend in here is a vampire. And she's saying like, yeah, it's funny, DPing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I know what that means. Because at my last job, if people don't know, I love Dr. Pepper. And at my other job, so we used to live in Utah. We were like in this culture bubble.
Oh, this is in Utah or?
No, this is in North Carolina. Oh. And when we moved to North Carolina, I didn't know a lot of the lingo that people, I guess, casually use. And so I always drank Dr. Pepper. One day I was like, oh, I love a good DP. And everyone was like, No. Please don't say that. And I was like, what? It's Dr. Pepper. They're like, that's not what it means. I didn't know what DP meant at the time. Now I do. It's double penetration, just in case you didn't know that. So I thought it was funny in this book. I was like, I know what DP means.
They were having Dr. Pepper in the book.
They were having Dr. Pepper. I was like, damn, I wish I could be there. Just kidding. Okay.
Give me some of that lizard man, Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
That okay. Should be your new term. Is there any Dr. Pepper in this book?
Any Dr. Pepper.
Just like toast?
Okay. Thank you for bearing with me as I was going through all of that. Now we are getting into the actual story.
Okay. So Violet.
There's Violet. She's the main character. She is an art history degree major. She graduated. She's a millennial. She wanted to get into like architecture, but once she did, they're like, no, you need a master's. So she's like, okay, I'll go get my master's. Once she got a master's, there was no jobs available because they said, you're too overqualified. There's nothing here for you. So how relatable. Exactly. Like, that's one thing about these characters, or this character is very relatable and funny. She's so funny. This book was very funny.
Y'all, unless you're going to school to be a doctor or an attorney, don't go to college. Just get a job.
That's so
Just start
supportive.
Working. Just start working.
So she's 26 years old, and she can barely afford her rent. And her mom's like, hey, why don't you just come back and live with us, figure out what you want to do? She's like, no, I don't want to do that. I live in the city. So she sees this job posting, and it's for this farm. And they say, you don't need experience. You don't need an education.
You just need a vagina.
No.
All right.
They just say, you know, you don't need experience. Just show up, like apply for this. Let us know who you are.
Are you at least 18 years old?
Yes.
Single female?
No, they don't even
Somewhat
have
attractive.
That. No, they don't have that.
Just saying, I think this is a Craigslist ad that she's reading.
Kind of. I mean, it is. But they don't ask for that. They don't ask for it. They just say, and it comes with benefits. It's really good pay. She's like, okay, what do I have to lose?
The DP is free.
Well, it doesn't say anything of what she would be doing, though. So she's like, because it would be a milking technician. That's what the position is called.
The context of these words is just, okay, keep going.
Okay.
She's a milking technician.
So that's what she applies
to
be.
At a dairy farm.
So she has to do, she applies online, does a little video. She does a video call. They ask about her work history, organizational skills. So it's very corporate-ish. It's very organized. It's very, like, it's not skeezy. Okay. So then they invite her in to go on a tour. And so she's like, okay, I have nothing to lose, really. I'm just going to go see what this job is about. So she goes for the tour, and it's a very, very clean place. And it looks very wholesome in the front, everything like that. They go back, and it's very sterile, very clean, very organized. They wear scrubs. It's very, like, hospital-like, almost.
Just what I want from my milking technician, sterility.
But you do. So she still doesn't know what this is, though. Okay. Like, she's still like, okay. So they send her all these videos to, like, watch. But during the tour, they are touring through all these things. And the one thing that's mentioned a lot, and especially in these videos that they do watch during the tour, is that they want a plentiful, speedy collection. And she's like, what does that mean?
I already know where this is going.
I figured you do.
Oh, my. Let's go. Let's keep going.
So they describe it as, like, this is a pharmaceutical company. Because
Big Pharma's getting their hand in everything these days, yes, including the milking game.
That's exactly it. And they are milking these minotaurs.
Just minotaurs.
Yeah, just minotaurs. They are getting this bull semen for men's pills, for human men's, like, Viagra and health pills and everything like that.
Yeah, because what doesn't get a man harder than bull semen?
Hey, they're very... How much do you think 24 ounces is?
Of what? Real bull semen? Or are we talking about the mythical world?
That's how much is actually, like, milked, pretty much. 24 ounces, if not more. So we'll have to measure it out.
24 ounces. It's like at least like a medium sized cup from any fast food place.
Oh, yes. So she is watching these videos, these training videos with all the other candidates. She's the only human.
Sorry.
She's the only human that
I just gagged a little.
She's the only human that she can see that is, like, working here and in this, like, the interview tour. So they're like, hey, get back to us tonight on your decision. Like, watch these informational videos. And that night, she is just horrified. She's like, I don't think I can do this. I don't know. But again, she's like, I need this money. Like, I am going to get kicked out of my apartment. Like, I have to do this.
So I have to milk a bull.
Exactly. So she signs up for, like, the next week to get put on the schedule because she's like, yep, let's do this. So basically how it works is she goes in.
She jerking them off?
Basically. So don't get ahead of me. So she goes in. You have to sterilize, like, your body. You have to go through the sterilization. And you get a clean pair of scrubs every session, mm-hmm, I guess they say.
Oh, because so, it goes everywhere?
No, it doesn't. Oh. Unless there's a messy one.
Oh, gosh.
Which we'll talk about. You're getting way ahead of me. So she is shadowing someone for the first couple weeks. So she goes in.
I guess there's a lot to milking bulls.
Well, there is,
you need to learn,
like, the collection. So
all right.
So they're very sterilized room. They're very high on cleaning. Like, that's the number one thing. Make sure everything's clean.
Okay, you keep saying it's a very clean and sterilized place.
Yes.
But that's not my issue.
It's not some guy's basement.
I'm not thinking it was. Even if it's the most clean room in the world.
I know. But they have to get these containers ready.
Okay.
And so they have this, like, machine. And then one of the bulls comes in, or the minotaurs comes in, take their pants off. They go into this, like, chair. And I think it sounded like a glory hole. So they put their penis through this hole. And you're on, like, a different level than them. And so they can't really see you and you can't really see them. And so they put the penis in and then you have to stimulate them until they're ready. So they are gloved up. They have this.
They're using thick, their hand.
Thick lubrication. And they go at it with their hands.
Have some animal husbandry lube.
Yes. And so, but they have to look for signs because once the the Minotaur starts moving a lot, that's when they get this like sleeve, this milking machine, basically, and put it on the peen to finish them. And that's hooked up with tubes into the canister. And that's how they measure it, and that's how they put a little sticker on it. They clean everything up, and it's on to the next one.
Suspending the reality of this world for just a moment.
Okay.
Because this is certainly a fantastical world.
Right.
A fantasy, not real.
Right.
In this world, they're harvesting bull semen for materials, whatever, we'll say. Okay.
Right.
This is a process that has already been perfected for horses.
Right.
With no human contact, just a machine.
But it's.
They literally took the machine out to throw in some romance.
Horses are horses. The Minotaur is like a human. Like, they are conscious. They're talking. They're like a person.
Promise you, a dude would not care if it was a machine. Okay.
You're looking too deep into this.
I'm just saying she removes something that's been done for.
Right. So she is like, oh my gosh, this is like sex work. And the technician is like, no, actually, because.
No, it's not sex work.
Well, tell me about how you give blood and how you give plasma. That's being harvested. Right?
Okay, so you're using the book's logic on me right
exactly. now. Exactly. Like, because you're upset about this. But, like, because the vampires have the same thing where you go and give blood. And then it, like, helps with all these other things. Like, tell me how that's different.
There's no sexual arousal that comes from donating blood. At least for most people.
But it's not sexual, though. Like, some of it is with, like... So let me tell you about categorize these Minotaurs. So there's the earners who they account for every drop because they get paid per ounce. They get paid really good money.
Okay.
So there's the earners. There's the clock watchers. So they're just in and out. They're just there during their lunch period, whatever. And then there's the pop and go people.
Like, they leave their job for lunch. Like, oh, I'm going to go make a quick $50
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a side job.
Okay.
And then there is the pop and go people, which they visit infrequently. They usually like ejaculate immediately because they're not used to the stimulation. And then they call it the good little cows, which those are the ones that are more fantasy fetish type. And so these technicians basically just have to not do what they want. It's not sex work, but they have to be vocal with things. Because that's how they're going to get the most, like, collection from them. So as she's going through all this training and everything, she does learn that most of these Minotaurs do this. Like, if a Minotaur hasn't done that, it's weird. Because they're like, might as well. Because why wouldn't you want to get financially compensated for a natural bodily function anyways?
Yes, there is an advantage to it. I get it.
And it's not just like some Joe Schmo that's coming in out of like the corner. Like, they have criteria, they have like health screenings, they have like all these.
Oh yeah, of course they gotta match criteria. All the specifications for it.
Yeah, and so
not just any Minotaur can donate their semen.
That's exactly it. They want the best of the best. They measure the balls. They measure, like, everything. Because I guess the bigger the balls, the bigger production that they
get.
Sounds
like you read this book as, like, a manuscript kind of thing.
No, I knew that I wanted to do this for the podcast. So I really, like, took notes.
What were some of these size specifications? Did you take these notes?
Oh, I don't know. No. She didn't say anything like that. But there was a couple
these
mentions.
Balls were 6 inches in diameter.
I wouldn't know.
No, that's huge.
Oh,
that's...
Okay. So they would tell
my face now.
I know. They're telling her because that they're stop. But they're telling her that it's not sexualized. It's like giving blood.
Okay.
And you just kind of have to remove the sexualization from it.
All right.
So
sure. That's so what you were raised
all
around.
That information.
Background. Okay. So she falls for a Minotaur, though.
Eventually, yes. So her first day, you could get about 7 or 8 done in a day. And so,
how long do these sessions take?
like 15 minutes, like depending on the Minotaur, but you have to clean, you have to do all this stuff. Like,
oh, if you clean in,
yeah,
everything in between. Okay.
Yeah. So different sessions. So during her first day, was it her first day? No, it was not her first day. It was her first time doing the actual everything. She still had someone shadow her or supervise her, but it was like her first time. And so he was an earner, I guess. And for some reason, she just really liked him, liked what she saw.
His size specifications were quite nice. Big,
yes. And just like how he reacted to her fondling him, she was like, oh, okay, he's attractive. I couldn't picture a Minotaur the whole time because she would say like hide, and like I just couldn't picture like the face. Like I could see the cover and it's like a cow face almost, but like during the sexual parts face. At the end, I was like, how are they kissing? Like, I don't know. That didn't make sense, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay, so yeah, she's just like, I am attracted to this guy. To this Minotaur. And so then he starts requesting her. Every Friday, she sees his little folder and he starts to request her. And these guys that come in, they can give you tips as well. At the end, you get an envelope with your tip. And he would always tip her $100. And so as she starts to go, she like starts to look forward to his visit. And so they start to get to know each other. And his name is Rourke. And he tells her about like this coffee shop that he likes. And so that next week she goes to the coffee shop and he's there. And so they start to talk some more and then they start to fall in love. And it is a slow burn because they don't do anything until like the very end. And
well, they're already doing a lot. I don't know if this,
I know
that's a slow burn,
but she like looks forward to their sessions and them getting to know each other. Like, I mean, getting to know each other, like asking questions, communicating, stuff like that. Not like, she's not sexualizing this session.
I get it. She's not sexualizing, but it's already a sexual. But so she's just like, so tell me about your day.
But you're only mm-hmm. sexualizing it.
I'm not sexualizing
you
it.
You are,
this is
though.
What she's doing, right? Oh, he's ready.
Well, it's in the side. It's like she's in front of it. And
either way, it's still.
It's only in your mind.
It's not in my mind. It's in the book.
Yeah, but that's the thing that they keep mentioning is that if it's the men that are sexualizing it, like the humans sexualize this stuff. But it's like, what about the other species that have, they go into heat and they don't have a partner to help them? Like, it's, I don't know, just how she explained it. I was like, oh yeah, this is much more like normal than we're making it.
Okay, this author is building a very fabricated world.
I know, but I was here for it. I feel like fine. You're fighting it.
I'm not fighting you it. Are. I'm like grasping the cons. Did she
yeah.
write it?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say who the author is.
Oh, okay.
I should say that. Let's see. Because I forgot who the author is. C.M. Nascosta. C.M. Nascosta.
C.M. Nascosta. I'm not knocking it. It's just, it's world building.
It is.
But it's world building for the purpose of just sexual excitement.
I don't know. I think you would think differently.
You're taking something very taboo in reality,
yeah,
in the
making
real world.
It normal.
Yeah, and normalizing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why.
Yeah, they're normalized. Like it's still
fine.
This is a radical thing. Even if it's not in the book, this is a radical thing.
I know.
In no place today. Like this works for animals.
I feel like you're very upset about
I'm
this.
Not upset.
I'm
not
like
upset.
I'm
I don't
to
know why.
You.
I don't know why I'm getting worked up over this. I think like, it's the way you're explaining it that's putting me on edge. You're like, this is a normal thing. I'm like, no, it's not a normal thing. It's normal for the book. We can agree that this fantasy is normal. In the real world, this is not normal.
Okay.
Human women should not go out and jerk off a bull.
Hey, we don't know. I just
keep thinking, there's shows in Mexico where.
Well, I just keep thinking it's like giving blood. So it's like, okay, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Again, plasma and all that. So
it's fine. Please don't do this in real life.
We don't read it in the book. Yums. Whatever they want.
I think that's whatever. Illegal, actually. I don't think we can encourage that.
Not if it's
that.
Your partner. I'm not saying an animal.
I know. That's I'm bestiality. Saying an animal.
No, I'm not.
I know.
Saying
that's
that.
Why. That's what I'm like trying. Please don't do that.
No, I'm saying like your partner. Like if you had a fetish of being milked, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's yeah. normal.
Okay, then why isn't this normal?
Because it's a bull. It's a bull.
Yeah, but when you think of it as a human.
You're just like, then you're just reading a story about a dude it's getting milked.
Yes, that's exactly it. But he's a minotaur. He's a full conscious being.
I don't, are we fighting? Is this
I
a fight?
I don't know.
Are we arguing over this?
I don't know. Anyways, it's a slow burn. It's a cute romance. He's a gentleman. It's a cute romance. It's not like, hey, we're going to bang like right after they meet. It's like he gets to know her. One thing that
yeah,
was,
now that you've jerked me off 30 times, I'm thinking maybe I can take you out to Red Robin. What do you think?
She knows the way around his peen, though, eventually when they do that. But they have to take it in stages because he is so big.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
I mean, from behind is because it doesn't, the length doesn't fit with her. Anyways, I don't know. That's it's whatever.
He has a large member.
He does.
And she can't fit it inside him.
Not in the first session. Not in the first time. It takes a little bit.
Okay.
So, anyways, they fall in love. Loved the story. One thing that was kind of frustrating about this book, though, is there was a lot of like
bulls getting milked. Was that?
That was not the frustrating part.
But she would do a flashback, and it wouldn't be clear, like, the typographical in the book wasn't
it,
referring.
It wouldn't. So that was kind of frustrating, and so I got lost a couple times. But for the most part, I really liked the characters. They were funny. Like, Violet was very relatable, very funny, very witty, very, like, she would have these, like, thoughts, like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm getting myself into, or like, what the heck is this? And it's like, oh, I've thought that before in situations. Like, they were just very real characters, even though it is such a weird, not a weird, it's just a very
strange. No, it's weird.
Strange
it's weird. It's weird.
Situation and story that I was like, hey, she did it for the money. And then she found love. And it just makes me think, would I do that? Like, if it was a multi-species world, and say that you get paid, I don't know, $75 an hour, how much is that a day? So if you did 8 hours a day,
eight times nine, it's five. It's at least $500.
$500 a day.
Don't make me do math in front of the camera. I'm so bad.
Well, I'm gonna do it right here.
Okay.
So, $500 a day times five. So that's $2,500 a week times two. And I don't know how much they were actually getting paid. Like, I'm just assuming because they're saying it's good pay. They got really good benefits like health insurance, everything like that. So basically 10 grand, we'll say like 10 grand a month.
Oh, that's Mr. Beast money right there.
1,200, like 120,000 a year, would you do it? Not you, but if you were a girl.
If I was a girl, if I were, yes.
Girl, you would do that for that
yes,
much money.
Yes, 100%. If all
you would
I had
jerk,
to...
You would jerk minotaurs off.
No, I would invent the machine, and then I would sell the patent.
Well, they do have a machine, but they just got to stimulate them.
Yeah, but because the I would invent the machine that created the stimulation.
Well,
so
a
that...
lot of guys... No, because it sounds like the minotaurs, they need that physical stimulation. Like, you do. I do. Like, guys do, right? They would need that the hand.
Guys can just rub up against something for a bit, and that's all they need.
I don't know. Some don't. Like, they need their hand before they can use, like, a something, you know? Like, okay. It's very natural. It's not like it's a 10-minute thing of her jerking her off and then using the machine. It's like 1 minute, 2 minutes to get them going and then putting the machine on, you know? Like, stimulating. So it's
okay.
Not... Oh, what a discussion.
I knew you're the one that brought this up.
I know, and I knew you'd enjoy this book.
No, I did not enjoy this book.
I did. I actually might read the second one just to see, because I kind of want to know. I think she's a human or an elf, but the man interest, or like the
male interest,
or the.
The male lovely...
Yeah, the male love interest in this next book is a Mothman. And I kind of want to know. I kind of want to know.
Ew.
So, Mothman? I know that there's like some spin-offs of this book. But I just kind of want to know. I'm just curious.
It's an insect.
I'm just curious.
Gonna bang an insect?
Hey, I don't know anything about this world. It's not real, so I can be interested in it.
All right.
It's kind of like the Ice Planet Barbarians, where I read all 7 books. It's just... I'm just curious.
All right. You be curious.
I'm just curious.
You go ahead. You go ahead and check that out.
I will. I'll tell you about it.
Maybe you don't have to tell me about it.
I know. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I haven't been doing my live stream lately, but I do want to start doing it again because I am on the 5th book of the Throne of Glass series, and I'm pretty obsessed with it. So that's where I talk about that series, is on the live stream, just on Twitch. And yeah, haven't been doing it lately, but hopefully this Wednesday I will be doing a live stream.
Yeah, you've been out of town and your parents came in.
Yeah, just a lot of different things have happened that I'm like, ooh, yeah, I can't do that.
What did happen? It was like...
I was supposed to have one.
Oh, the dogs got sick. That was one. Yeah. You were out of town first.
Right.
Then the dogs got sick.
Yeah, just lots of
different... Then your parents came in.
Lots of different things that I'm like, well, good thing that I'm not like banking on these live streams. but I'll eventually do it. But so yeah, this Wednesday, definitely check it out. 7 p.m. on Twitch. And thank you.
7 p.m. on Twitch.
Thank you, husband, for being on this episode and bearing with me while we learn about the
women
farm.
Jerking off minotaurs.
Yes.
Sorry. That was graphic language.
That was very graphic. But that just leaves them off. So definitely follow me on all social medias. Follow me on there. Wherever you listen to this episode, if you could rate and review, that definitely helps me out. And
give it a share, too.
Yeah, give it a share.
You've it's been fun. Doing this now all, 2 years? No, wait.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
3 years in October.
Okay, yeah, so 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Give it a share. Share it out there. She's got a lot of episodes. There's a lot of good books out there that she's talked about.
Lots of good
Not books. This one, but other books. Oh, my gosh.
And lots more to come, too. So, anyways, thank you, guys, and I'll talk to you next week.